1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
If you didn't know, for the holidays, we're counting down the top 10 phone taps of the year.
Aww. Yay! It's a tradition.
It is a tradition. Yeah, it's better than an advent calendar.
Definitely. And now we've reached number 8. Ooh. And this one is always a fan favorite. It's part of an ongoing series called To Catch a Cheater.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
That's where we help one of our listeners who suspects their significant other's been unfaithful. And we try and expose them through a phone tap. Well, one of our female listeners recently found some incriminating evidence about her husband online.
Uh-oh. Ouch.
So it's my job to try and bust him in your number 8 phone tap of the year right now. And remember, after you hear it, be caller 25. You'll win an awesome prize pack from Xbox Series X.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's 10 Phone Taps of Christmas.
Powered by the all-new Xbox Series X.
Number 8.
Hello.
Hi there. My name's Mike Perkins. I'm calling from customer support. I'm looking for Glenn's.
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing today?
Listen, I'm good, but I'm really busy. So what do you need?
Oh, I was just calling you quickly because we made a slight change to one of your recent orders.
What are you talking about?
We have some new software that picked up a mistake in our delivery. So we went ahead and rerouted that for you. Just want to make sure you're aware.
Okay, let's go back. So I order a lot of stuff from. So what are you talking about? Okay, I don't have time, so let's hurry it up.
Sorry, hold on. Let me just pull up your order log really quick, okay, in your account.
You don't even have that in front of you? Let's go, man. Time is money. Let's go.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir, please.
What the hell?
Okay, right here. We noticed that someone hacked your account and purchased an engraved silver bracelet and then sent it to an out-of-state address.
Wait, I'm glad we caught that. Nobody hacked my account. I ordered that bracelet, okay? And it was supposed to go to an out-of-state address. So that's fine. Don't worry about it. Just leave it as it is.
Sir, with all due respect, I don't think you're right, because you've never done this on your account before.
Don't you tell me that I'm not right. I know what I did and what I didn't do.
I'm just looking at your account history, and we've never delivered to this address.
That doesn't matter. That's the whole point of being able to deliver to another address. Listen, just leave it alone. It's fine.
Well, we just
thought... I'm Glenn.
Sir.
It's supposed to go to that address. It's fine. Just leave it alone. Okay?
Okay, well, we already rerouted the bracelet to your home address. So
what?
Yeah.
Wait.
That way, once you get it at home, then you can maybe forward it to whatever address you wanted it to go to. But according to our tracking system, that should arrive at your house within the hour.
What?
So, you know, that was my mistake. I
apologize. Are you out of your mind? You get in touch with that driver and you stop that delivery.
I'm sorry, sir. We can't do that.
No, don't talk to me like that.
Well,
you stop the delivery right now.
Look, I understand that we made an error, but I don't see why you're getting so upset.
You have no idea what you just did, okay? Stop the delivery.
Okay.
Call whoever you have to call.
Okay, I actually think I know how to fix this. Just hold on a second.
Colt, are you kidding me? Holy Oh, I'm in so much trouble. Holy
Okay, Glenn, I'm back.
Yes. Okay, did you fix it?
I think I worked it out.
Thank God. Now, what did you do?
So I just sent out an email to all the account holders saying,
what?
Open package immediately upon arrival, then put a return label once you open it.
Stupid! Why are you not listening to me? My wife's on that account!
Oh, well, that's excellent. I guess your wife will be happy to know that I fixed it.
You didn't fix it! No, you didn't fix it! It can't be delivered to that address!
No, sir, it can be delivered to that address.
Call dispatch or call the truck or whatever and get it stopped! I do not want that delivered at my house!
Okay, well, the truck is going to be there in just a few minutes, so you can
sign... I don't care! It has to be stopped and delivered to the original address!
I'm sorry, I already sent out the email. It's done.
You're lucky you're not in front of me right now. I'd rip your head off. Now fix it! What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because I'm not really from
Well, who the are you?
My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, bullshit. Listen, you better not deliver that bracelet to my wife. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I don't have anything to do with that, because your wife, Maddie, set you up for a phone tap.
Wait, what? No. No.
Yeah, she said she saw the order confirmation on your shared account for the bracelet that you bought for a girl that you've been cheating on.
No. That did not happen.
Yeah, it did.
You, No, you better call my wife and fix this right now.
No, I mean, you're going to have to fix it, man, because she knows.
You moron. If you ruin my marriage, this is on you, you motherfucker.
It's on me? Dude, you're the one that cheated.
On you. What the are you doing to me?
What are you doing cheating on your wife?
Oh, that didn't happen. You're lying. That didn't happen.
Oh, so who's the bracelet for then?
For a friend, you stupid.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yes,
it's a
really
pretty romantic gift to send to a friend, don't you think?
Oh, you son of a.
Glenn, I just want to say I hope you have a great day, okay?
You.
Good luck with that package.
Yeah, why don't you suck on my package, you moron?
I don't think your wife would like that very much.
You!
That was your number 8 phone tap of 2020.